I'm trying to see what the Lord wants to do right now, because I could go on and teach, but I want to make sure that he's going to be here with an activation for it. How many people are tired and want to go home and rest and come back tomorrow? Or how many people want to continue? I got a couple tired people. Who's tired and wants to go home? Raise your hand. You can go. No, I'm kidding. What is it? Let me see. What do you got? Oh, okay. Hold on a minute. What do you got? Let's have some words of knowledge really quick here. Let's see what God's going to do. You want to do that? Amen. Oh, yeah, the same ones. Okay, who has a severe and excruciating back pain? Stand up. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Who has a twitch in your face? A nervous twitch in your face? Where's that again? Wave your arm. Let's see that, where that is. Down here? Is that you, sir? Okay. All right. And who's got a painful sensation in your chin area? Yes, stand up, ma'am. Okay. Who's got a right ankle that's weak? Feels like you're about to roll over on that right ankle. Right, where is it? Okay, right there. I'm sorry. And then who's got foot nerve pain? Foot nerve pain, okay. Tooth enamel, I said that already. Okay, you've had a word about something happening swiftly, but it hasn't. Okay. The Lord's saying that it's connected to your soul. These are some words that Amy's gotten here. And who has left shoulder pain and popping in the shoulder? Popping. Popping. Okay. Chemical sensitivity. Somebody has chemical sensitivity. Yes. Chronic tension. Anybody have chronic tension? I think it's in the shoulders. Yes, right there. Okay. Racing thoughts and mind chatter. How many people got healed of that just now? Wait, get quiet for a minute. See, do you have any relief of that in your mind right now? If you do, wave your hand over your head. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. Let's give Jesus a praise for that. Okay. Let's see. Nosebleeds. Anyone with nosebleeds? Chronic nosebleeds? Okay, stand up. Exhaustion and sleep disorders? Stand up. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people that. Skin breakouts, a lot of that. Okay. Clogged hearing. Things are sound muffled. Skipping why? Oh, urinary issues? Infections? Okay. How about pain in the left breast? And what about pain in the chest muscles around your neck, in the left side of your neck? Okay, and left rotator cuff. Any problems with that? Okay. And then a lot of female issues, pain and cramping, chronic fatigue and pain and cramping in the female issues. Okay, chronic fatigue and financial issues. Everybody, the rest of the people, stand up now. No. Okay, everybody did. Okay, amen. So in the name of Jesus right now, every word of knowledge that's been spoken in the name of Jesus, we speak to your soul right now. You've been baptized into Christ, and I command the power of the blood from the cross and the power of dunamis from the resurrection to infill your soul in the name of Jesus right now. 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 In the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus, I command healing to happen in the soul, that you are excellent of soul. Every sin in your soul washed with the blood. Every pain leaving, every disorder leaving, every disorder and every pain leaving right now in Jesus' name, right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. Ear, open up. Ear, open up in the name of Jesus. right now. Skin clear in the name of Jesus. Chronic fatigue, go in Jesus' name. Chronic fatigue, go in Jesus' name right now. Pain, chronic tension, leave in Jesus' name right now. Chronic tension, leave in Jesus' name right now. Command words to come to pass quickly. The things in the soul to be gone in Jesus' name. Shoulders to be healed right now. Shoulders, I command. Shoulders to be healed in the name of Jesus. Shoulders to be healed in the name of Jesus. Pain no more. Pain no more. Pain in the breast, no more. No more. Rotator cuff, be healed in Jesus' name. Right now, all female issues, be healed in the name of Jesus right now. The mind healed, racing thoughts healed in the name of Jesus. No popping, no creaking, no nothing in Jesus' name. No problems in the name of Jesus. Ankles strengthened in the name of Jesus. Back pain, leave in Jesus' name. Back pain, leave. Snakes, you come off right now. In the name of Jesus, I command you. I trample on you in the name of Jesus right now. Every snake that's in here right now, in the name of Jesus, you come off of these people in Jesus' name right now. Right now, everybody say, I repent for pride. Right now, just say, I repent for pride. I'll explain it later. Just do it with me. Say, I repent for pride. 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 Put the blood of Jesus on pride, Lord. Heal our souls of that wound that came from pride, Lord. Snakes be gone in the name of Jesus. Snakes be gone in the name of Jesus right now. All right, now I want you to check your body. Check your body. Twist, turn, bend. If you have a way of checking your body. Now, if the pain is gone, would you please wave your hand over your head right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Go ahead, keep on waving. 11, 12, 13. Let's give God a praise. Amen. Now, how many people still have pain? Raise your hand. All right, now, people around them, this is your chance to practice. Go, raise your hands. Go to the people that have their hands raised. You're going to pray for them, but you're going to pray for them differently than you've ever prayed before. You're not going to pray your normal prayers. You're going to pray the two steps. You're going to pray the blood from the cross, and you're going to pray the dunamis power from the resurrection. All right? You're going to pray for them. Yes? You have your hand. Raise your hand up high. People, go to people that have their hand raised right now. Go to them. Go to them. Go to people that have their hand raised and pray for their souls. Pray for their souls to be filled with blood and dunamis. Pray for their souls to be filled with blood and dunamis. Don't pray your normal prayers. The blood and dunamis, that's what you're praying. Don't let me catch you praying other prayers. You're going to pray for their souls. Praying for their souls. Pray for their souls to be filled with the blood, every sin. Find out where their pain is. Have them repent for any sin that might have happened. And then command their souls to be filled with dunamis. right now, stop praying. Now check that person you prayed for. Go to your body. Do you still have the pain or not? Check it out. All right, now if your pain went away on this round, wave your hand over your head like this. One. Come on, wave your hand. One, two, three. Who else? Wave your hand. Four. Anybody over here? Five, six, over here. Seven, your pain is gone. Come on, now see, you prayed for him. I didn't even do it. Can you give a big hand, amen, to Jesus and yourself, your learning? Whoa, can we help this gentleman? Okay. All right, so, okay, sit down. Sit down. Now, look, I said, oh, yeah, there's people are tired, Lord. Let him go home. And he said, no, you need to continue because they're going to get healed even while they sleep tonight. Okay, I'm just going to, amen. All right, so I'm going to make this one fast. Can you hang out for 15 more minutes? Are you okay? I know some people are going, no, let me go home, man. Energy, energy, strength. Strength and energy. In Jesus' name. All right, so look, now I want to talk about more about the health problem, because how many people have health issues or had health issues? All right, so let's talk about that, and that's what we're going to do all day tomorrow, okay, is the physical body, physical body, physical body. All right, so I want to look at other areas. Let's look at those other areas in our life that wounds affect, and one of those areas is physical health. The Bible says in 3 John 1 that we'll be prospered and be in health even as our soul is prospered. You see, our physical health is directly connected to our soul health. If you talk to doctors in the natural, guys that aren't even believers, they will tell you that 80% of disease, even deadly disease, stuff that's killing people, is coming upon people who have lived through like elongated traumatic experiences or stressful situations. When that's happened to them, it's caused them to develop a disease, a deadly disease. So even doctors in the natural will say that what's going on in here can cause somebody to get sick out here in their physical body. Now, the Bible proves it, okay? There were people in Bible times who were sick in their physical bodies because they had a wound in their soul. The man at the pool, remember that story? The pool of Bethesda. There was a bunch of multitude, it said, of sick people, lame people, blind people, and they were all gathered around the pool. And they were waiting for the angel of the Lord to come, because in certain seasons, the angel would stir the pool. And then whoever got in first after the water was stirred would get healed of whatever disease they had, right? Well, in that story, there was a man, it said. In verse 5, a certain man was there that had an infirmity 38 years. Okay, so this guy was sick in his physical body for 38 years. Wow, it's a long time. Does the Bible say what caused him to be sick? Yes, it actually does. When we look up that word infirmity, it said he had an infirmity for 38 years. It means this. This is in the Greek from the Strong's. It means weakness and infirmity of the body and of the soul. Yeah, that guy was sick for 38 years because of a wound in his soul. Now, where did it come from? It came from sin. Remember, one of the things that wounds our soul is sin. And it came from sin. How do we know? Because after Jesus healed that guy, he ran into him again at the temple. And what does it say? Jesus said to the man, I see you're well now. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you. See, with Jesus' own statement, he's given us the insight. He's telling us how that guy got infirmed, how he got wounded in his soul. He had sinned, and his sin had caused him to have an injury in his inner man. And then it made him be infirmed, not only in his soul, but in his physical body. Amen? So wounds in your soul can make you physically sick. They also can allow demonic spirits to afflict your physical body. Where's that? Luke 11, you remember that story? It says that there was a woman that Jesus saw at the synagogue when he was teaching, quote, who had an infirmity, a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no way lift herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to the woman, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and she glorified God. Okay, so this woman had an evil spirit that was literally bending her bones. It was bending her spine over. What could possibly give an evil spirit the right to do that? Well, the Bible says it's the answer right there. It says that she had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. That word infirmity, it's the same word used to describe the man at the pool who had an infirmity for 38 years. That word in the Greek means weakness and infirmity of the body and of the soul. Again, it was a wound in her soul that allowed this spirit to afflict her. Now, the man at the pool had sinned, right? Because Jesus said, I see you're well now, stop sinning or something worse will happen to you. So it was his sin that had wounded him. But for this woman, there's no indication that she had a sin that wounded her. Because Jesus actually later on in the story called her a daughter of Abraham, meaning she was a righteous woman of God. So where did she get her wound? Perhaps she was traumatized. Perhaps she lived through some sort of trauma, and now that trauma had wounded her, and it had caused a spirit to be able to come and physically attack her body. So you see, sins can wound the soul and then allow us to be sick in our physical body because of it, but also trauma can wound the soul and allow our physical body to be sick because of it. Amen? Now I want you to notice something about these two stories. Both of them were very sick for a long time, weren't they? The guy at the pool was sick for 38 years, and the woman was sick for 18 years in her physical body. And both of them had one thing in common. They were infirmed. Everybody say, I am not infirmed. I am not weak or infirmed in my body and in my soul. See, both of them were infirmed. They had a wound in their soul that was allowing them to have a long-term sickness. Now, I had a whole list here. Oh, there it is. I have seen countless long-term illnesses healed in our meetings. When people applied the two steps, when they applied the blood from the cross and the dunamis power from the resurrection, that's all they did was do that in the meetings. Just decree that the blood was washing away any sin that might have wounded their soul, and then decree that the dunamis power that comes from the resurrection was filling their soul, causing their soul to be what dunamis means, excellent of soul. And I have seen a list. I mean, I could probably stand here all night and tell you stories. I'll just tell you a couple of highlights. I'm not quite sure where it was. Maybe Amy can remember. I was at Cincinnati or something like that, where we saw an older man, actually a very older man. He was 89 years old. And when he was in high school, he was a college all-star. I guess that his football team had won the state title, so it was a big deal for him. But during one of the games, he had injured himself, and then he enlisted in the Navy, I believe it was. And when he went in the Navy, they actually did surgery on him, and they ended up taking 2 inches of cartilage out of his knee. And it was about when he was 20 or 22 years old. And for the rest of his life, until that day, where he was 89 years old at the meeting, he was unable to squat down because of this missing cartilage, because it had shortened up, you know, the ability for the knee to bend and for the leg to bend. So in the meeting, what's happening? We are releasing the things we're teaching you. The dunamis power from the resurrection, the blood from the cross, and this man gets healed. It's so cute. He came up and he told us the story, right? And he goes, so I got healed today. I said, how do you know you got healed? And he goes, because I can pull a squat. And he went, just like that. 89 years old. He was sick for how long? From here, he was 22. And God literally grew the cartilage back in his knee. Probably he had been wounded in his soul. Can you imagine you're a state champion in football and then you have an injury that stops down your career? Would that wound you? He probably got wounded by that. But when his soul got healed, he was prospered and brought into health even as his soul was prospered. Amen? Right? We had a woman right on this stage, as a matter of fact. She had a domestic abuse thing happen to her where her boyfriend had beaten her up so bad that she had busted the eardrum. And from that point on, this happened in like 1989 or something like that. And from that point on, she had continuous pain, buzzing, and ringing in her ear. Now, I think it was how long? She said 32 years, or how long was it? 38 years? 38 years. That's how long it had happened when she was in the meeting. She goes through the two steps. She just does the blood from the cross and the dunamis power. There was just healing released to her soul from that domestic abuse. Do you think that she got wounded from being beaten up and having her eardrum broken? Would that wound you? Do you think she was wounded? Well, she got healed of that day, of that wound inside her soul that day. And you know what? Her ear instantly, she came up here and testified that it just opened up. It just instantly opened up. The buzzing stopped, the ringing stopped, everything stopped. Amen? We had a woman, this is, I congratulated this woman for coming up and sharing on this one. But this woman came up and she told us that she had had chronic diarrhea from when she was a little child. Her whole life, and I don't know, she must have been in her 40s when she came up to testify. She was a little younger than me, I think. And she came up and she said that her whole life, she had this problem and she always had to hold it back, if you can forgive the graphicness of that. But she always had to hold it back and hold it in her entire life. And we had a word of knowledge, I believe it was. And we were working on the souls that day again, because that's what we do. And all she did was step into the power that Jesus has already supplied for her, the blood from the cross, the dunamis power from the resurrection, and she got instantly healed of that chronic diarrhea. She comes up to testify, and I said, how do you know that you're healed? She goes, because I'm not holding it back. Okay, amen. Can you imagine that having that your whole life would wound you? Amen. We had a man in Colorado. For 50 years, he'd had lung problems. He couldn't take a breath. He couldn't breathe. He's going through the activation, and within 10 minutes, he's running around the sanctuary, able to breathe normally. He said it was the first time he was able to breathe in 50 years. We're seeing people 38 years, 50 years, 22 years. People with accidents that have, you know, had an accident 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 15 years ago, 12 years ago, healed of these accidents. The trauma that came from the accident probably wounded their soul and was preventing them from getting healed. Amen? But then they get healed. Long-term disorders get healed when your soul gets healed and you're no longer infirmed like the man at the pool and the woman bowed over with the spirit of infirmity. I had a guy in a meeting. He had neuropathy in his feet for 15 years. 15 years he couldn't feel his feet because that's what neuropathy does. It kills the nerve endings in your feet. 15 years. And what happens? He gets healed that day during the healing activation. He comes up to testify and he says, this is the first time in 15 years that I've felt my shoes. I could just go on and on with the list. But the way you get these long-term disorders healed, you pray for your soul. You pray for your soul. The blood from the cross atones for the soul. It'll get rid of any sin that might have wounded you and caused you to be sick for that long. The dunamis power from the resurrection, it causes you to be excellent of soul. It'll heal any wound that has kept you sick all that long time. You will no longer be infirmed when you release these powers upon yourself and you'll come out of these long-term illnesses. Who in here has had a long-term disorder? Raise your hand. Yes? We're going to pray for you right now. Let's have everybody pray first, and then I want you guys to all pray for them too, to practice. Because you're going to start going out in the streets and praying for people, and you're going to see long-term diseases get healed when you pray for people's souls. Amen? Okay, so put your hand on your stomach. We're just going to do the simple steps we did again. Ready? Just say, Jesus, I repent for any sin that I might have taken part in that could have wounded me and caused this long-term disease. I put the blood on it right now in Jesus' name. And I forgive anyone that sinned against me that could have been the cause of this long-term disease. And I put the blood on it. Leviticus 17 says the blood atoneth for the soul. Right now, the blood is washing away every sin that ever wounded my soul. I decree it and I believe it. I also decree any sin from my ancestors washed by the blood. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Now just focus on that for a minute. Just focus on the blood filling your soul. Command it to go to that long-term illness right now, to go to the sin that made that long-term illness right now. Right now, in Jesus' name, we command it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command it. The blood going to any sin that is connected to that long-term disorder right now. Neck pain is going to leave right now. Right now, ear pain is going to leave right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. Right now, in Jesus' name, say, I'm no longer like the man at the pool. My sin is being washed by the blood. The sin that made me infirmed is being removed now in Jesus' name. Right now, just keep on doing the blood right now. Right now, in Jesus' name, the blood going to all sin that's responsible for long-term illnesses. In the name of Jesus, we're repenting and forgiving. It's the power of the cross. The power of the cross being released. Somebody's sinuses are opening up right now. You were baptized into Christ. You went down in death with him at the cross. So you have that blood right now. Just say, I'm baptized into Christ. I've got the blood. I'm baptized into Christ. I have the blood. I'm baptized in Christ. I have the blood. We've got 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 the blood. Just a few seconds longer. Come on. Just keep on repenting, keep on forgiving, keep on receiving the blood inside your soul. It's washing away the sin in your soul. Now say amen. Now say, I've also been risen to new life with Jesus at the resurrection. I have new life. My soul is filled with new life. It's dunamis power. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. Say, I am being strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in my inner man. I'm praying like Paul. I am being strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in my inner man. My soul is being filled with dunamis. I receive it now. I receive it now. Now I want you to focus. Send that dunamis right to that wound that's causing that long-term illness right now. We're almost done. Keep on pressing in. Come on. I decree right now, long-term illnesses, wherever that wound is hiding right now, that dunamis power is going to it right now. The source of this long-term disorder is being healed by resurrection dunamis power. You are being filled with resurrection dunamis power right now. You are excellent a soul, and your physical body is going to get healed too, because dunamis also means the power to perform miracles. So as your soul's getting healed and becoming excellent, you're also receiving the power to perform a miracle in your physical body to heal you of that long-term disease. That's what it means. Put your faith on it. Right now, dunamis going to your soul and your body. Right now, in Jesus' name, soul and body being healed by dunamis. In the name of Jesus, right now, that twitching is going to stop in that person's cheek. right now in the name of Jesus. I heard that people's spines are going to start being straightened right now. In the name of Jesus right now, there's some foot problems that are being healed right now. Foot issues being healed right now in the name of Jesus because your soul is being healed. Right now in Jesus' name, something about the tonsils or sore throat, constant sore throat being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' name. Keep on decreeing your soul is excellent. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now I command long-term illnesses to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command a pain to be gone in Jesus' name. I command that you have been prospered in your health, even as your soul is prospered. I command right now in the name of Jesus that your body would be healed because your soul is being healed right now. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus right now, in Jesus' name, pain free. Now, I want you to test it out. Test out if you've got an illness or a long-term illness where you could see if that thing is gone now. Will you test it out now? I don't know if you can move your body or what you can do to test it. Go ahead. I don't see people testing it. Come on, test it. How many people got pain removed or lessened in that prayer? Put your hand over your head and wave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 people. Can we give God a praise? Now, this is the last part and I'm going to let you go. Raise your hand if you still have pain. People, go to those people that have raised their hand. Now you're going to practice on them, and you're going to do just what I did. You're going to pray for their souls. You're going to put blood into their souls and dunamis in their souls. Come on, this is where you learn how to pray for other people. Stop praying your normal prayers. Pray for their souls to be healed, and then their physical bodies will follow suit. Amen. Raise your hand if nobody's still found you. Raise your hand if you need somebody to pray and you haven't got somebody to pray for you yet. Do we have somebody back here for this lady right here? There's two ladies right here. There's another lady right here. Can we please make sure everyone is being prayed for? This is the way you practice. This is how you get to be supernatural. Decree they're not infirmed anymore. They're not infirmed anymore. They're filled with blood and dunamis. That the sin in their soul is being washed by the blood. Their sin in their soul is being washed by the blood. And that their souls are being filled with dunamis. That they are excellent of soul. Excellent of soul. Go just for a little bit longer. Come on, keep on commanding their souls to be excellent. Don't pray your normal prayers. Command that they would be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in their inner man. Just like Paul prayed. That's how Paul prayed. For you pray like Paul. That they would be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in their inner man. And then when you're done with that, command the pain to leave. That's when you command the pain to leave. After you soak their soul with blood and dunamis. Then you command that pain to leave. Then you command that bone to grow out. Then you command that cartilage to grow. Then you command that neck to be released. Then you command that spirit to come off. You do it after you soak their soul, saturate their soul with blood and dunamis. Then command the pain to go. decree they're not infirmed anymore. They have no spirit of infirmity. Spirits of infirmity, we command you to leave. Spirits of infirmity, we command you to leave. Spirits of infirmity, we command you to leave. You leave right now. You leave right now in the name of Jesus. You leave right now in the name of Jesus. Okay, now, everybody stop. Now, test it out. Have that person that you prayed for, check it out. Testing. Sometimes the healing happens, it manifests as you're checking. As you're moving your arm. It was as people came to Jesus, you know. As they touched him, they would get healed. All right, now, if you got healed on this second round of praying, put your hand over your head and wave your hand like this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Anybody else? 10. Come on, let's give Jesus a big praise. All right, we're going to go home now. Tomorrow we're going to do this all day. I'm going to teach. We're going to pray. I'm going to teach. We're going to pray. I'm going to teach. We're going to pray. Okay? And you're going to knock them out. Now, let me encourage you. Some of you are going, I didn't get my miracle tonight. What happened? Let me tell you something. You're going to get it. Sometimes that wound is deep inside your soul. And it takes more than a couple shots to get to it. I'll tell you what, I could say I've been physically attacked in my body by the enemy or by a sickness or disease probably 5 or 6 dozen times in the last 4 to 5 years. And every single time, no matter how big the problem was or how small the problem was, I got the miracle every single time I got supernaturally healed. Every single time. I didn't go get an antibiotic or this and that. Now, I've had times when I've had to go and get something to tide me over while I've got my soul healed. But in the end, it always comes back when you take medication if the wound is still there. Did you hear what I said? But in the end, I got every single one supernaturally healed. I got attacked in my throat one time. I got it in 6 minutes flat. Bam, prayed, it was gone. It lifted. I mean, my throat was completely swollen. I could barely talk. And I had to go preach that night. I got it in like 6 minutes. Other times it's taken me a day, 3 days, a week, a month, but I always got it. Every single time. Sometimes it just takes longer than others. So the more you do it, the more you saturate your soul with the power, and then you're gonna get closer and closer until finally, bam, you hit the button and you get it. Amen? All right, so come back. We're starting worship tomorrow at 10. A.M. And then we'll be going. We'll take breaks as the Holy Spirit allows. We're doing 3 sessions tomorrow. Did you have a good time? Good. Okay, we love you and we'll see you tomorrow. Okay?